Now, a West Bank-based rights group says abuse of Palestinian children by the Israeli military is widespread, systematic, and institutionalized. The Military Court Watch highlighted the issue in a report on the plight of children detained by Israeli forces in the occupied territories. The group noted that Israel has detained 95,000 Palestinian children since 1967, which is an average of 5 children per day. It submitted its report to the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment. The report added that a significant number of minors had been taken into custody during, quote, terrifying nighttime raids by Israeli forces on their homes. Well, to discuss that a bit further, and I joined with Mr. Bruce Katz, who is the co-president of Palestinian and Jewish Unity, and he's joining us live now via Skype from Montreal. Mr. Katz, thanks for joining us. This issue of children's rights, especially in the occupied territories, seems to be coming up quite often, especially recently. Is this putting pressure on the Israeli regime, do you think?
I think that the Israeli regime has reached such a point of arrogance with such a feeling of impunity that it would seem that nothing would seem to touch them, at least in appearance. Since the so-called Western democracies refused to impose sanctions on what is a essentially a rogue state, I think they continue and will continue to pursue a reign of terror, which they have been using against the Palestinian society for decades now. It's certainly increased since Netanyahu has been in power, but we need to understand that the systematic terrorization of children is something that's been going on for quite some time, at least since 1967. As a matter of fact, there were, I believe, something like 3,755 Palestinian children kidnapped by Israeli forces just over the past couple of years. So if you start to calculate that over decades, indeed, you're into the, you know, as they said, something like 95,000 children over these decades. So what that points to is an institutionalized system of state-sponsored terrorism having at its objective to use the children, to terrorize the children, as the means of forcing Palestinian families to leave their homes, to leave their properties, and basically we're looking at the type of the same type of objective that's been carried on from Jabotinsky through Ben Gurion, and basically with very few changes through people like Menachem Begin and even Labor, not simply Likud, but also Labor prime ministers as well. You know, if you look at the recent statement, for example, made by the defense minister Moshe Yaalon, he certainly should be accused of war crimes. He recently said that he would.
Mr. Katz, I do apologize for interrupting you. Unfortunately, it seems time has gotten the best of us. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you taking your time to speak to us. That was Mr. Bruce Katz, who is speaking to us live from Montreal.